And how does the representation of women compare to men in the jazz industry?
So I would say that we don't have any precise statistics, but I can tell you that there's less than 25% of jazz musicians active in the professional percent of enrollment is for women to take part in jazz.
Okay, so what do you think male musicians are more prevalent?
Look, there's a few different things. I think there is a bit of a kind of blokey culture around jazz, perhaps more so than in other fields. This is evidenced perhaps in a few different ways. Some of the research I've done has showed that men and women prefer to network slightly differently. So a lot of these come in the after-gig hang, and a lot of women are less likely. They've had really great experiences, but generally it's come into play.
How about, how does that differ from with solos and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. That was another surprise I found when I was researching this topic. And it seems that in jazz in particular, you have these kind of leadership structures. And research has shown that whilst the quality of a solo by a woman and a man almost there's like negligible difference. Hard to know how they measure that, but there's several papers in America that make that claim. However, the chance for someone to take that leadership or to be given that leadership in a setting is much lower for women. So the research I've done, kind of providing, I guess, a series of questions or statistics that we can all look at and decide, you know, that they're acknowledge that there is an issue and work out how to move forward.
Yeah,
improve things.
Does this inequality only affect female musicians or also other roles in the industry, such as like composers and producers?
Yeah, I've done quite a lot of research around women composers, mostly in art music, and they're definitely much less represented, like, you know, under 10% in concert programs in that area. I think this research it'll be great to do it around jazz music. It's a little bit more difficult to measure because quite often the performer and the composer are the same person in jazz. But I think that in particular in composition and producing, so when we're looking at studio producers, not very many women working in that field. I think a lot more women are moving into management roles. So, for example, booking festivals and so on, but still they're much in the minority.
Okay, that's very interesting. And finally, what can be done to change the lack of representation, do you think?
Well, I think it's a complex problem. And like I mentioned earlier, we don't have, you know, really great. So one of the things that we could do is learn more about the situation, perhaps the really grassroots causes in Australia specifically. But I think acknowledging that there are barriers is a really important step. There is perception among many women, and not all women in jazz feel this way, that it's not the experience of every single woman that's working in the jazz area or not working in the jazz area, but it is a problem for many. Many women are kind of blogging about these issues, posting about them on social media. It's definitely something that's very conscious. I think for many women, just some acknowledgement of the problem is a really great first step. And then moving on from there, I think just support for women in jazz, acknowledgement that perhaps sometimes the way they might go about developing their career could be slightly different or need a different kind of consideration. But most importantly, I think, is when curating a jazz concert or putting an ensemble together, sometimes it just takes a little bit of extra effort and a bit of a different kind of look around to find the women that are working in jazz. So they're there, but they may not be as in your face and obvious to you, perhaps, as some of the people, the successful men in the field. And I think that last element doesn't just apply to bookers, but also to audience members and seeking out and supporting female artists when they get the opportunity. And I think between those things, we could see a really drastic shift. I also believe that in the curriculum at universities, jazz schools, there's almost no women other than female vocalists being taught as part of the kind of canon of jazz. And I think that's something that can be addressed quite easily. I think universities can make the canon, and I think we can make the music we study more relevant to the kind of people who are studying it by maybe revising some of the more established ways of teaching what's important in jazz and opening it up to, I guess, the canon that represents more like the contemporary practice that we see today. And that makes, and having role models for women who are emerging, having women on staff at jazz schools and so on, is a really important and helpful tool, I guess, to make a lot of women realise that there is a chance for them.
Yeah, definitely. That's all very interesting. Thank you so much, Kat, for your time.
No worries. Thanks for asking me on.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Professor Kat Hope, head of the Sir Zelman Cowan School of Music at Monash University, discussing the underrepresentation of women in the jazz industry.